وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا ناصر محمد حفظك الله. My dear brother, you're asking about the best and the proper way to perform غسل. My dear brother, that will go according to which kind of غسل you want to perform. If it's about جنابة, for example, after intercourse, that غسل is different. Have his own way and his own proper way. Then if you want for Friday, have his own proper way. If it's for funeral, have his own proper way. If it's for after menses, have his own proper way. So it will go back exactly if you're asking about the perfect and the best way regarding performing ghusl. It will go back according to which tab you are asking about. You understand? This is according to the correct opinion. And but minimally the definition of the minimum ghusl, because in every shower we have maximum and minimum. The minimum of ghusl is when the water reach to every single part in your body at least once for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I will repeat again. Minimum, the ghusl must be at least when the water reach to every single part in your body, to every part on your skin, include your head skin, minimally one time by the attention of that specific purpose of ghusl, like Fridays, like Ihram, like Eid, like Janaba, like whatever. You understand? So minimally, this is the minimum ghusl, the minimum way of performing shower and ghusl. Then maximally we'll go back to the type of it. The ghusl janaba have his additions. The higher have his in additions. Things like that. And all the additions is mustahabat, is not obligations. Barakallahu fiqh.